Time to get a bit personal. How many years between you and your partner? Let me know, please. 0467 922 917. It used to be quite common for large age gaps between partners, often older men with younger women. But these days, experts say while age gap relationships between consenting adults aren't problematic by default, there are some questions you need to consider. I've got Karina Chapman on the line. She's a dating and relationship coach. She's here to talk about what we think about age gaps in relationships these days. Welcome, Karina.
Good morning, Andre.
How are you? A topic very close to my heart, this one. Age gaps in relationships. They've always been there. Are they less common these days?
I think it's actually becoming more common because people are struggling to find others in their own age group that they relate to. So they're looking a little bit further afield, either younger or older than they normally would look.
So we're getting maybe more picky.
I think we are. But, you know, that's a good thing. It's much better to be picky in love and find the right person than to just choose someone because you think, well, we've got a couple of interests the same and they're around my age and let's hope that it works. So definitely we are getting pickier, but that's a good thing for longevity of relationships.
Let's look at the pluses and minuses. Let's go through some of them. Do you think having an age gap between consenting adults in a relationship can be a beneficial thing? And what are some of those beneficial things?
There can be lots of benefits, like someone being able to, perhaps they've done a lot more travel. So, and you've really wanted to go traveling. So they've got that experience that they can show you around. They're familiar with wherever it is that you're going, Europe, wherever it might be. And so that can be helpful. So some like to have people that can introduce them to new things or teach them about new things. And that's when you're looking at someone older. But another, I suppose, really big benefit is the maturity level. A lot of people don't mature emotionally until a bit later. So if you're choosing older partners, then they're likely to be a little bit more mature and be able to have, say, difficult conversations together much easier.
I'll just put it out there. There might be some women listening out there who think you need to have a 10-year older man in order to have someone who's got the maturity of you. I mean, there is that maturity difference, isn't there, sometimes between the genders, or is it too much of a generalisation?
Well, it is a generalisation there, but you are right. I do feel that, you know, and research has shown that guys take a little bit longer to mature generally than what women do. So I can see why a lot of women would be looking for someone older. Mm. Whereas, say, if you had really young parents, then the thought of someone 10 to 15 years older when maybe your parents are only 20 years older is an absolute no-no. It would be like dating your dad or dating your mum or something like that. So, yeah, for some, it's really no problem at all. Let's date 10, 15, 20 years older. And for others, it's starting to jump that generational gap that feels like it's too big to jump in and they haven't got enough in common.
Is that when age gaps between partners are problematic, when they just don't have enough in common, maybe on life goals, but also approach to life, that sort of thing?
Yes, that's right. And of course, if it is a younger woman with an older guy and she wants kids, that could work. Whereas if we swap it around and the woman's older, say in her 40s, and she's dating someone in their 20s, she may be past the age of wanting children, whereas he might be really keen on having kids. So that can be a value that doesn't match, and that can be a difficult thing to overcome.
We're speaking to Karina Chapman, dating and relationship coach, this morning on Breakfast. You can message in too with your thoughts, your own personal story, no matter what your relationship. We'd love to hear from you. 0467 922 917. Why do you think there's sometimes judgment by maybe family members or friends about an age gap in a relationship?
I think it comes from being genuinely concerned for their, you know, that person, to make sure that they're not, say, dating a gold digger, or they're not dating someone from a different country who really wants to come here for a visa, or that they might be concerned that they know that their family member wants children, and if they're dating someone 30 years older, for example, what's that going to look like in the future? So it's more about them being concerned because they care, not so much because they're judging that this isn't the right thing and you shouldn't be with someone with such a big age gap.
Karina, if we're looking for a new relationship, or we're looking at our own relationship critically, what do you think are the most important values to look for in a partner?
Values that are matching. So, which seems to be a no-brainer, but a lot of people don't have matching values. And it could be around beliefs, it could be around what's important to them. And it doesn't matter what age you are, as long as you've got some matching values there, then you have got a good chance of keeping the relationship going. But it could be things like honesty, loyalty, support, trust, sense of fun, humour, all sorts of things can be a value for others. And it just depends on where you are in your life as to what you're valuing at that point in time. And you just want someone to match that and be able to grow together.
Fascinating stuff. Karina, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for weighing in.